I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSanto.
This is Cinema Classics.
Right. Alfonso Cuarón. We're talking about one of the premier directors in the world, represents Mexico very well.
Yeah.
Of all the response that he's gotten for Roma.
Which is like a little sort of artsy family period piece, circa 1970s, right, in Mexico City.
It's his memory of growing up in a class-divided Mexico City.
Given the look of the film and the feel of the film, that was inspired by 60s Italian neorealism, 40s, for, with that period.
Right.
Neorealism.
De Sica would approve.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, what's interesting, we call him a Mexican director. So I'm looking back at his filmography, and I see he's got one Mexican film there from 1991 called Solo con tu pareja. And then, right after that, there's like a four-year break. He starts making American movies.
Y tú, Mama Tambien.
And that's the one that really, I think, got everybody's attention, right?
It is. And helped by Gael Garcia, who is emerging as a world star. And a very sexy little film. Older woman, two younger guys, traveling. Really a sweet film. He goes and makes a Harry Potter.
Yeah, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. God. One of the better ones.
Yeah.
It's interesting. You know, so few directors anywhere can bounce back and forth between these smaller, more intimate portraits of humanity and then do some big budget action effects spectacle.
Yeah. You remember back in Michael Curtiz.
Yeah.
You know, in all the films that he did that year.
Right.
What a variety.
Well, throughout his career.
Yes, throughout his career. Because he goes on to Children of Men, one of my favorite gloomy post-apocalyptic movies.
I'm not a fan of that movie.
Well, I know
a lot of people are, though. There is some really interesting texture to it, long takes, but I feel like he's cheating. Those long takes aren't like a Scorsese long take. They're like... He uses special effects to achieve
that. Well, no, you're right, because he's better with a handheld camera and restlessly moving his camera around. That's not his talent. His talent is moving with the action. Now, set pieces, it appears to me, in Roma, a more static camera. He'll be at a long distance and he'll move in. So I don't know. This is just a really talented guy. Gravity.
That's my favorite of his.
Yes, yeah.
And I love the austerity of that movie.
Yeah, and he got Sandra Bullock to do some very good work. In fact, I thought you'd appreciate what a quote here about Sandra Bullock. He was especially concerned about scaring her on location during production when he said what sounded like to her, and this is his concern about his fractured English. She thought she heard, "I'm going to give you herpes." When in fact he said, "I'm going to give you an earpiece."
That's a good one.
So, and you know, other quirky things, like he never read the novel Children of Men. So he goes ahead and makes a great movie out of not reading.
You could make an argument that that's probably a wise choice.
That's probably what I would do.
You want to just go with the screenplay and then fill in those blanks yourself.
And it's what I do if I have an adaptation that I'm going to see. I'll try not to read the original because the comparisons are inevitable.
Yeah, right.
You just can't get away
from that. Well, it's like anything, right? Once you get one idea in your head, it's hard to shake it.
I know it is.
So he's facing, you know, this is another big Oscar year for him.
This Oscar-winning Alfonso. All right, what else do we have to say about Alfonso Cuarón?
I don't know. I'm curious, I guess. I feel like I need to go back and see some of these movies again, you know, because he's slowly become, as you mentioned, one of the preeminent directors in the world.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what I'm missing. There's a connection for me missing. You know, they don't always come together. Like I said, Gravity is my favorite of his movies, mostly because I think it's so simple and austere. He can really sort of focus on the human drama there.
When you think about Del Toro, The Shape of Water, and when you think about some of the more imaginative Mexican films by other directors, you're quite right in its simplicity, sometimes starkness. I believe in the case of Roma, for instance, he lards it with an awful lot of literary stuff. He has a symbolism and motifs, but they're very, very subtle. But I take your advice. I would like to go back to it, too, and see who is this guy?
Yeah, who is he? Support for Cinema Classics comes from Film Columbus, enriching our community to make Columbus a destination for film education, exhibition, and production. Learn more at filmcolumbus.com. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSanto and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org.